excited that you're joining us. Oh, we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to hear from you, too. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Every time I say give me a ring, I always think of that one caller who said that he's not going to propose to me. So I got to come up with a new saying. Give me a call for right now if you want to weigh in on what we've talked about thus far. Obviously, a lot happening. And a lot to discuss. So we look forward to hearing from you guys very, very soon. And weighing in on more topics. There's a lot ahead that we're going to be discussing. We also got our eye on the White House right now because President Trump is hosting a summit with Saudi Arabia, and it's going to do something with investments. So he's probably going to walk us through that $1 trillion investment that we were talking about at the open of the show. So we look forward to bringing that to you whenever that begins. Also, we're going to keep our eye on the House floor because the congressman we just had on the show just a few moments ago, Keith Self, is expected to speak. He's supposed to be speaking on the topic of Islam. And so we look forward to having him on to listen to his speech. A lot going on that front as well. So we look forward to it. We're continuing to call the rhinos, obviously, and we're going to do that in the second hour of the program as well. But most importantly, it's interesting to see how people are starting to lean in more on common sense. In regards to that, I'm talking about Joy Reid. We're going to play these two clips for you after this quick break, but just some overview. Obviously, Joy Reid, a very hateful woman, a very divisive woman, and that's all intentional because Joy Reid herself is just a miserable, miserable person. But for a very long time, for any female that wanted to stand up for their rights in regards to allowing biological men to enter women's spaces, they decided their very best to push back on that issue and to call us all bigots. Pretend like you didn't have a right as a female, or as a father of daughters or who loves their wife, you didn't have a right to push back and say, no, I actually don't want biological men in their spaces. Well, Joy Reid all of a sudden now is going nuts and she's outraged. This quote, if I saw a penis, I would freak out too. Well, that's probably true in many senses for Joy Reid, but she's referring to it in this sense from the transgender angle, because there was obviously that woman, we've played it, we've covered that story of that woman who was walking into that LA Gold Gym locker room and on several occasions claimed that she saw this man and he saw genitalia. And so, and he said, oh, you know, I might have been in a towel. He really didn't know. He's claiming he's on these hormones now, and he's claiming because his driver's license says that he's a female, that now he could just walk into these women's spaces. Obviously, folks, we've had enough. We've had enough. And it sounds like Joy Reid is jumping on board with all of this. Again, this is a man. And there's been several reports accusing him of having a domestic violence past, a criminal record. And it's just so infuriating because now they want to come forward. Now they all want to seem like they're on the side of common sense. We do have men out there who are perverts and are making their way into female spaces because they want to see women naked. Back in the day, it used to be that they used to probably, record them without their knowledge. And obviously, they're still doing that too. But now they've decided, you know, if I just say I'm transgender, I could walk into any female space and get access. And if they fight back, they're a bigot. They're transphobic. We've created this toxic, toxic place, and we're going to go into detail about this because, again, this shouldn't be happening. I know those on the right have been pushing back on this issue, and many have received death threats for doing just that. So enough is enough. Joy Reid speaking out, probably a little too late on her behalf, though, to give her any type of credit. She has not been a warrior in this fight. And so we'll play those two clips for you again because she was a hateful, hateful person on this front, and now all of a sudden she sees the light. She sees the light, and she wants to talk about it. These people are full of you know what. In the meantime, though, folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over. Make sure you download that app right now. Once those front doors lock, we're going to be heading over to our next operation. The best way to stay in touch with us is to make sure you have the app downloaded on your phone. So head on over right now. AlexJonesApp.com. It is available for Apple and Android phones, of course. And it is going to be a great way for you to stay connected to us. So head on over right now and do just that. Download the app. Top of the charts on the iTunes App Store charts to join us.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to American Journal, kicking off the second hour of the show. We'll take your calls, go into a couple of stories, and then bounce back and forth. So we're excited that you're jumping on with us today. First, before we jump into the calls, I wanted to discuss this. Joy Reid is now coming to the side of common sense, and she doesn't want to see any penises in the women's locker room. That's what she's coming out to say, and it's great to hear this now, Ms. Joy Reid, but prior to all of this, she was not on the side of common sense. In fact, she was calling us all bigots for standing with the truth. I want to play clip 8 for you, because this is now Joy Reid starting to make sense, which we never thought we'd hear. Take a listen.
There would be women walking around, I'm talking about women walking around with their boobies dangling, swinging in the breeze, and it's not even like perky boobies, just boobies drooping to their knees. They're kicking their boobies down the street and then want to walk up and have a conversation with you. And I'm like, don't walk up to me with no clothes on and talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I would be disturbed. I'm telling you, I would be alarmed. I'm alarmed enough when I see a woman with her dangling boobies. Yeah. If I saw a penis in the ladies' locker room, I would freak out too. This is nothing against trans anybody. What it's saying is, I turn around and I see a penis in front of me inside of the room. Yeah. I would probably go to management and say, wait a minute, why is there somebody, a naked man in this room? Because just the world we live in, just from a safety standpoint, and just from a privacy standpoint, I can see why she would have gone and reported to management. There's a man naked in the van. Now, if they clarified and they said, well, trans, da, 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 okay, but I think they should take her concerns also seriously. Because if she's uncomfortable, does she not have the right to be at least uncomfortable with the situation, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we all tried to be on the side of common sense. Unfortunately, Joy Reid never was on that side. Instead, she had a show, you may remember, on cable news where she went after those who wanted to speak up on this issue. If women, biological women, didn't feel comfortable with biological men being in their personal spaces and flashing their genitals, she called you a bunch of names, bigots and other names, of course. And we have some proof of that. Take a listen to clip 7 and how Joy Reid used to act when she had a cable news show.
If you have girls in a locker room who feel uncomfortable with a pre-transitioning, transgender student who, to their visual eyes as a boy, being in the locker or the shower with them, why shouldn't they then be able to say, we don't want that?
Right. As I like to say, where there's a will, there's a way. Every local school district should have, and does in fact have, the authority to figure out an accommodation that works for everyone.
What was that? That was a dude in a wig. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, this is the problem, right? Because they didn't speak up on these issues and now they want to talk about it. It's very likely the only reason why Joy Reid's talking about it is because the woman from the Gold's Gym incident was a black woman. And anyone else, if you would have been in another race, she probably wouldn't have stand on the side of common sense and spoken out on your behalf. Joy Reid, absolute garbage person. She is just absolutely ridiculous. And, no surprise here at all. No surprise at all. These people had no problem subjecting women and girls to allowing biological men in their private spaces. And a lot of these men are predators. They are predators. In fact, we know this because we see what happens in female prisons when they sit there and they put these biological men in female prisons. I've covered these stories extensively. They pretend, and a lot of them too are convicted on sex crimes, those charges. They're put into female spaces. And what happens? Well, magically, all of a sudden, women in these prisons are getting pregnant. And of course, the predators will say, oh, no, it was consensual. But how you say it's consensual when you're sitting here and you're locking a woman in a enclosed area with a man who has a sexual predatorial background? Joy Reid obviously was on the wrong side of that issue as well. So many of them were, and they were too afraid of hurting a biological man's feelings and not advocating for women. Because, folks, the feminist movement was all garbage. The Me Too movement was all garbage. Nobody authentically cared for any of that on the left. It was just to go after President Trump. And so now they're finding that a lot of their past sound bites aren't going to be aging quite well. All right, let's turn to the phone lines. If you haven't called in, I highly recommend you do just that. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you're on hold, we're going to be taking calls going down the list for about an hour. So stay put. Don't move anywhere. Don't go. I'm going to go to the first one. Tim in Washington State. Tim, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Brianna?
Good. How are you doing, Tim?
Not too bad. I'm a little worried about Western civilization. I think everybody is. And I found myself in the last few years just kind of thinking about solutions. And I think I've come up with one to save mm-hmm. Western civilization. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have mRNA nanotechnology being released on the population that's supposedly supposed to be operated with Xbox controllers. Okay, we have that. Then we also have tons of Muslims in this country that don't respect our ways, our culture, or our traditions. So they're also afraid of pigs. So this is what we should do. We should take a C-130, load up like, say, 10,000 wild boars from Texas, and just drop them, parachute them onto Dearborn, and see what happens. And then if we get a positive result from Dearborn, this method should be in London, it should be in Paris, it should be in Berlin. Every country that is facing these Muslim hordes, we can't get them out because the UN and NATO brought them all there. So how are we going to get them to self-deport? Boars. So we could have hog squads, literally, you know, American males, females too, you know, no discrimination. You can get your Xbox, you can sign in as long as there's a solid internet connection, you can run a boar through Berlin and save Western civilization. You could offer it as an escort service for women that need to go to work or kids that need to go to school. You know, but how are we going to do this by doing this without doing it? So it's going to be a really difficult position. So I think the boars are really required. And I think historically in the past, people have been forced to use pig parts in order to get rid of this problem. So what do you think? Nanotechnology ran boars? Do you think that'll work?
Okay, so you and I are on like the same mind link right now, right? Because I was actually looking for investors to invest in pig farms all around the Plano, Texas area. I was looking to have, whether it's not like every morning we cook up some bacon and we allow the entire city to smell like bacon. But you and I are like this right now. We are eye to eye on this issue. It's sad that the reality of it is like we have to figure out ways to defend women. I mean, I am a 2A advocate at this point. We've all seen the video. The best way to defend them is by arming them. I know a lot of women don't believe in that. I'm also looking into helping them figure out ways. If you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm or you're in a state where you can't, which, again, is unconstitutional, but that's a whole other argument, I'm going to help you find non-lethal firearms that you could carry, of course. But the reality of it is pigs is a great solution. But, you know, it comes with obviously a very stinky.
We'll deal with that. You know, that's a problem we're going to have to deal with, but I think it's better than having you, Brianna Morello, on the American Journal, which wouldn't be America, wearing a beekeeper suit.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah, it's never happening.
These are we're here. I know it's fantastical, it's a little sci-fi, but like, what other options are we going to have at our disposal? So if the U.S. government wants to get rid of all the Muslims and save Western civilization, if it decides to do a turn of face and move towards team humanity, we can just wire up all the boars. I know Elon Musk is probably like, this is a great idea. I can test his Neuralink. there's so many wins in this situation. We should do it. God bless.
Yes, we should. Tim, thanks for calling in. That was a great point. A great point. I'm on board. Folks, if you haven't given us a call yet and you want to jump in the conversation, it's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Thanks to Tim for calling in on that one. We're always open to ideas, of course. And folks, we're kind of working our way through a lot. I want to just bring you some breaking news that we did just recently receive. I haven't read through it yet, But I could tell you just as of right now what we're getting. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has asked the Justice Department to charge a prosecutor, Thomas Wyndham, with a crime. Specifically, I haven't read through it all, but he's saying that Wyndham used the work of special counsel and recently was obviously fired. But he was trying to go against the Trump administration. It is a 19-page letter that Jim Jordan's office just sent out. I will be reading that shortly, but just wanted to bring that to you because, again, we're going to keep you in the know on this, but that's the latest right now that we know of, Chairman Jim Jordan asking for a former prosecutor that worked with Jack Smith to be referred for criminal charges. So I'll bring you the information once I finish reading that. I want to turn, though, to our next caller. Let's go with Lester in West Virginia. Lester, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Lester?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to, you know, I'm a Christian man, but I just wanted to kind of sound off on the transgender bathroom kind of thing here. I mean, here's how I feel. I don't want my son walking in and seeing a 50-year-old woman sitting on the bathroom commode with her boobs and all that.
Yeah.
It's not right, okay? But although I get that they want to self-identify, so what's the solution? What do we do? Do we make a third bathroom and say, look, this is for alternative lifestyle bathroom and biological men, biological women, and list them as that? And if you catch anyone with the alternative lifestyle in the bathroom they're not supposed to be in, maybe you get them for, a sexual offender charge. Get them on the pedophile list, the sex list.
Yeah.
Is that our solution? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I have to say, I think we coddle too much with these people. I mean, I know, and I see it all the time, and I always laugh when I see it, that like third bathroom when you go to like a liberal city or a big airport, now they've started doing this third bathroom for the freaks out there. I mean, we just need to condemn it all. We need to go back to a sense of normalcy when this stuff was, when we used to say, a man in a dress is a tranny. It's nothing more than a person who's not well in the head, and we need to go out there and push back on these issues. The solution, I think, is just to go back to our old ways. I think it was fine when we sat back and we pushed back against these things. And we demanded that men were men and women were women. And we just didn't want them to be this disgusting in person and in reality out there. Women obviously showing too much these days, too. But the biological man angle to all of this is just absolutely disturbing. And we need to preserve women's spaces. We need a sense of normalcy. I mean, I remember growing up and thinking these people were weird when you saw a biological man wearing a dress. Now it's become completely normal for those on the left. And if you speak out on these issues, you're the one who's crazy. So I'd like to see some normalcy be restored. And I'd like to see us go back to our ways of not picking on people, but reminding them that you might have a mental illness and that needs help. You were not born in the wrong body. I think that's the message that the left likes to put out there. And God didn't make any mistakes when he made you the way you were. So we need to be able to tell people that. We need to be able to tell them that we're not going to sit here and abide by these new set of rules that you've decided to create. Because biologically, you are a man, you are a female, and that's it. And that's it. Lester, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your insight on this as well. Krista, I want to turn to you because I see you want to talk about Seth Rich's laptop as well as Snowden. Pardon, maybe, possibly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for everything you do. You're awesome.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in. So what can I do for you?
Nancy, I was just wondering, like, how come I thought there was, like, a court order for his laptop to be released, and it hasn't, and...
Yeah.
And the Muslim thing has got me really worried, too.
Yeah, you're not alone. Okay, so the last I heard was the FBI was supposed to turn it over. I actually just... I'm trying to do a quick Google search to see what the status of that is. I always float it out there too. Let me see.
Yeah, and then the Anthony Weiner laptop, that's supposed to be like the worst of all the laptops.
Yeah, this is the problem though. And they promise you transparency, but they have failed completely on that issue of trying to give you the transparency that we've demanded for a very long time. I just don't, they've put up such a great fight over these two issues alone. I don't see them putting it out there. I think it's quite alarming that we have, again, we have an FBI that claims to want to be transparent and claims to be our allies in all of this, but they have not done much on that front to create this transparency that we've been asking for. And so, when it comes to the Seth Rich laptop, when it comes to the Anthony Weiner laptop, I mean, I definitely don't want to be the one investigating the Anthony Weiner laptop. Don't give me a copy. That's probably going to creep me out. But I've known many people out there who would. So, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think we need to demand more. And I know I've sent over before previously, probably months ago, a comment to the FBI because they were supposed to. A judge told them to hand it over, and we still haven't heard much on that. I'll have to touch base with the attorney that was advocating for that. It was one of the things on my mind. I know he was having some issues when I did reach out, but I will circle back on that one and see where we're at with the Seth Rich laptop, because again, that was supposed to be something that was supposed to be put out there. Also, I know you're referring to also the Snowden pardons as well, potentially. Yeah. Did you have anything specifically on that front?
No, I was just wondering, do you think that Trump will pardon him?
I mean, I would love for that. But he's done some very questionable things over these last few days, and I'm not sure if he's going to do that, honestly. I mean, what we're seeing at the White House really has me scratching my head. Last week was not a good day. Last week was not a good week, I should say, for the White House. And then the attacks against Marjorie Taylor Greene just didn't seem normal to me. So although I would love for it to happen, I personally would advocate for it. I don't know if he's going to get there. There's a lot of very questionable things happening, and I'm not sure if he's there yet on that issue, but we'll keep our eye on it, of course, and we'll try pushing for it. There's so many great people who haven't been pardoned, too, by the way, sadly, and it's actually a disgrace to this country, but we have someone right now who's sitting in prison who the own DOJ admitted that he shouldn't go to prison, Brett Hankinson. He was one of the officers there for the shooting of Breonna Taylor. He didn't shoot Breonna Taylor, obviously, but the DOJ under Joe Biden decided to go after him for civil rights charges, and he was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The DOJ didn't want him to go under Trump, didn't want him to go away, but they've done nothing to pardon him, to get him out of prison right now. He sits in solitary confinement by himself. It's been over a month now, and I've asked repeatedly the DOJ, because they know it's abusive. They know it's abuse. They're not doing anything to go out there and to stop any of this, and they run the Bureau of Prisons. So just to put that in the back of your mind, I know that it's sitting on Todd Blanche's desk, as many things are, and sadly, they're not doing anything. So nothing of substance on that front, but I want to thank you, Krista, for calling into the show today and giving us that, because it's just so frustrating to sit back and watch. But yeah, we're going to keep following it, of course. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking your calls for about, I'd say, about another 40 minutes doing news stories and bouncing around the calls. So definitely call in if you haven't done so already. That's 877-789-2539. Give us a call. Folks, I wanted to bounce into this story as well. I want to play this clip for you. Clip 9, because the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has been uncovering a lot of fraud in regards to the food stamps that we have going on in this country right now. And the reason why I want to mention this is because certain states haven't even turned in, blue states haven't even turned in their information regarding who is receiving the SNAP benefits. But those that have turned in these personal details, well, we're learning a lot more from it. And just it's a bigger issue than what we're seeing right now. But Rollins has been really exposing a lot of this. So take a listen to clip 9. We'll talk about it in just a second.
Hey, I have a handy dandy chart. I was getting to the affordability piece of SNAP. Oh. Almost 40% increase under Joe Biden of what was spent in the people that entered the food stamp / SNAP program. That's 40%. Of course, they were working to buy the election. But what we have seen, and what Doge and our amazing team at USDA, 186,000 dead people are receiving SNAP benefits. Half a million people are getting paid twice. We've made hundreds of arrests. We have a lot more to do. But this was, I think, an unintended consequence of the Democrats shutting the government down for 43 days, is it shined this very bright light on one of their pet programs, and now has given us a platform to completely deconstruct the program, make sure those vulnerable Americans who really need that benefit are going to get it. And for all the rest of the fraudsters and the people who are corrupt and taking advantage of it, we're going to protect the taxpayer too.
It's so crazy that we're learning more and more about this. Again, 42 million people are on our SNAP program right now. Shouldn't probably be, more than half of them probably shouldn't be on the SNAP program. But again, there's a lot of fraud there, a lot of fraud. And that's why blue states are trying their very best to hold back this information. I think that they shouldn't be able to not divulge their information. In fact, I would hold back those SNAP benefits until they provide the federal government with the information. But Brooke Rollins obviously taking the court on that one, because that's a big, big one that she's looking to dig into. And that's very, very important that we do just that. All right, we've got about three more minutes. So I'll take our next caller. Let's take Andrew in New Jersey right now for the last 3 minutes. And if you're on hold right now, folks, don't hang up. We're going to take more calls into the next portion of the show. But Andrew, I'm going to give you the next 3 minutes. What's on your mind, my friend?
Boy, Reed. The irony is that every time she looks in the mirror, her head, her bald head looks like a giant penis.
Oh, Andrew.
She's a call screener. Approved that, so if you didn't like
it. No. You're totally okay. We don't censor, Andrew. What else is on your minds?
Yeah, I had told you, too, Fox and Wilkes-Barre, when I covered the trans day, I asked the news director, can I ask where in the bill does it say don't say gay? And she had a nasty attitude. She said no. So then when I interviewed the president of Wilkes-Barre University, he complained about people going against trans men that identify as women and girls and women's sports. And I was just dying to ask him to say, well, overwhelmingly, the biological females don't want biological men. But I didn't ask him because I was just previously reprimanded. So that shows but I realized that they would have had an attitude. So that shows how biased it is. At Brooklyn College for C-SPAN, they had the bathrooms you're talking about, and it was both gender. So I walk in and there's all women standing there and they're staring at me. So I looked at my phone to pretend I was texting, look down. So it's awkward. But I wanted to say with the Epstein and that reporter, the irony is that the Clintons and the Democrats, after they knew that he was not just a weirdo, creepy guy, that he was actually involved with child sex trafficking, so they were still taking money. And I covered a Hillary Clinton rally in 2016, which there was only 50 people at, but it was all about how great she is for women. But ironically, part of the funding is coming from Jeffrey Epstein, who's a predator and a sex trafficker on young women, so the sick irony. But lastly, I just want to ask you about that reporter. I actually liked the 9/11 question. She should have said it more diplomatically. But then she loses her credibility when she tries to link Trump to Epstein. We know it was the Democrats. So when you lie, then you lose your credibility. Like with the New York Post, I didn't lie to the Palestinian protester. The photographer was saying, oh, tell them you're independent because they don't like the Post. But I didn't. Had you lie, then you lose the credibility. But what do you think?
Well, that's what's so important. I mean, okay, Andrew, well, thank you for calling, as always. We appreciate your call. Once you lie, you lose your credibility. And I think that's what's happening more and more in the mainstream media. I mean, that's the reason why people are shifting away and no longer interested, and they're canceling all these shows, and they're turning to outlets like InfoWars and other alternative media outlets, independent journalists. So yeah, you shoot your own credibility. Thank you for calling, as always. We appreciate you being on hold. Okay, folks, if you haven't done so already, you want to join the show, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're going to continue taking calls into the next segment as well. But in the meantime, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because right now, regardless of how much money you're spending, you're going to get a free $10, no minimum to spend. That's going to end next week, but we're also going to throw in a free flag. Now, that one ends on Friday, so head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. It's a great time to get your Christmas shopping done, because they're giving away a lot of incredible things over at the alexjonesstore.com. Don't go anywhere. More to discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of 500 people I've given it to, 3 didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish sea moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, a lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexjonesstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They say the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order, on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate Sea Moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish Sea Moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish Sea Moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel any time. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber because you can cancel any time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to the AlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. A lot to discuss on the program today. We're taking your calls. If you want to call into the show, got something you want to say and it's on your mind, give me a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Before I go to that soundbite that I wanted to play for you, it's about 5 minutes long, it's a little long, about Charlie Kirk's private security detailing what happened to the bullet. I wanted to take one of our callers. Let's bring in Jesse. Jesse has something he wants to discuss regarding the transgender issue. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Brianna.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I wanted to just thank you for bringing up the Joy Reid, how she's finally seeing the light. I don't know if she's being genuine or not, but I want to piggyback off what she said. I volunteer for Gays Against Groomers for 3 years, and I go to school board meetings every week, a different school board meeting. I can personally attest that liberal women are the worst when it comes to this tranny issue. And the trans and kids and the drag queen story time, liberal women are the worst. And they get vicious, they get nasty, and they're the worst to other women who speak up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though, Jesse? Well, first off, thank you for going to those meetings and speaking up, because very few people are willing to do just that. And I've always thought it was really strange for those who are a part of, obviously, the LGBT movement to allow the transgender movement kind of infiltrate and consume. And sadly, nobody really speaks out on those issues. So thank you for speaking out on that, because that's really important that you do show up to those meetings. And I've always thought it was really strange that this push to normalize all of this. It's not okay. And this is the problem, because the reality behind it is this. There are people out there who are perverts and have now infiltrated and are using this as the excuse to go out there and make women feel very uncomfortable. You know, I was producing a show and I had an anchor who she's a very tall woman. I think she's like 5'11". And this biological man dressed in a dress was in the female bathroom and wanted to go and try to like fight her almost, was very aggressive to her just physically being in there. And obviously she's very uncomfortable because she's seeing a biological man in this woman's space and wasn't expecting to see this. And he became very aggressive. Now, how does a female defend themselves? Because we're telling that these biological men that they are women, even though they're not. And in their head, they think it's okay that they could get aggressive with us and even try to fight us in our own spaces. And it's just not acceptable that we allow this to happen. We could be respectful of individuals, but we need to hold the line. And sadly, Joy Reid hasn't done that. But I'm glad that you've done just that, though, and that you continue to show up to these meetings. So thank you for all the great work you guys are doing. And thank you for speaking out on this issue. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Folks, I want to keep the conversation obviously going. So give us a call if you haven't done so already. But I wanted to highlight this clip because Sean Ryan did an interview with the individual who was responsible for Charlie Kirk's security. Apparently was the head of security the day that he was assassinated. And he has detailed something that might get him in legal trouble. But he wanted to tell the people as to why there's no bullet that they found in Charlie's body. This was like a very controversial, obviously, and a lot of theories were circulating. But he doesn't understand why they weren't being transparent on this issue. And so he's decided, according to him, this is what he's claiming, that he's going to break that non-disclosure agreement and detail for the American people as to what actually happened that day to Charlie. Take a listen to clip 10 and the details surrounding it.
We're talking about the tearing up of the crime scene and everybody's wanting them to find the bullet. I mean, if the bullet hit any bone at all, there is no bullet. It's just fragmentation.
Great point.
And
that was discussed already.
And if there was no exit wound. In the autopsy, though, there should be, I mean, if there was no exit wound, then there should be fragmentation of the bullet would have fragmented into who knows how many pieces.
The doctor, and again, this is not a non-disclosure violation, but the doctor told us, came out there and told us. And then they also told chief of staff. So the bullet came in and hit the vertebra. So it came in and then tore up everything in the wound cavity, hit the vertebra, crushed it, shattered it, turned, crushed the second one, turned, kept going down all the way. I think they said C6.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like, why not put that info out? Why not put it out? And then
wouldn't they put that out?
And do me a favor, don't make me do it. It's not my job. And so then it got to here, and you're exactly right. And then hit, I think, 6, and then fragged. And so explanation 101. What are you hiding? Yeah, it's like I'm sitting back here when people are saying we bombed him. Or there's a wound. I'm like, hey, if somebody would, from an official capacity, would just release that. And I don't see how that could jeopardize a fair trial for a guy. And or somebody called the doctor. Somebody just called him. I've done a lot of death notifications where I had to tell kids that their parents were dead or their parents that their kids were dead. And I know what pain looks and sounds like. I wake up screaming sometimes, thinking of kids' faces. The words that came out of her mouth and how they came out when she walked in that room and saw him, you don't want to hear that. She's a victim. That's her husband. And now people without any proof are saying that she was a part of killing him? Come on, man. and then not having anything to substantiate it with, that's what makes me lose faith in people, and that we allow it, and that platforms allow it. It's like, it goes against everything that we are. And if we're going to allow that, what else are we going to allow? You hear that kind of pain coming from somebody and see it. And I could only imagine the pain she's feeling now by having to hear that people say that she was a part of it. Those are lies. And so that, so, and so then we have that organization. It's got this huge power vacuum going on now. And I'm sure it's affecting it. It's affected me. And so that's an organization with a lot of great people in it doing good things, you know? And so where do we draw the line to people making allegations of bad behavior? It's a huge question. I mean, could you imagine? Think of this for a second. You've lost friends. And could you imagine somebody reporting that one of your friends, his wife, was responsible for their death? What would you want to do?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is, we're better than this. We should be better than this. And we're not. And people are bitching about the leaders we have. And I was like, hey, we get the leaders we deserve.
It's a good point.
And we don't deserve very much right now. On each side. On each side. Both sides.
It was an incredible interview. That was just a 5-minute snippet, obviously. It was much, much longer. Sean Ryan's great at long form, so I highly recommend you all just add that to your list of podcasts to listen into if you haven't done so already, because it's a great, great listen. Obviously, that answering a lot of questions that so many Americans had. And it's crazy to think that they were withholding that from us. That's something that I think every American should have been informed of. And it's good to hear that information. Of course, we want to keep the conversation obviously going, folks. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I know we got a lot of callers on. We'll keep the calls going, though, until the next portion of the show as well, because we're bouncing around from stories to callers. So we'll start up our next caller. Let's take Charlie in Tennessee, because it looks like you want to talk about the Snowden pardon. So welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to you just mentioned something about Trump might pardon Snowden. I don't think Snowden would come back here. Yeah. I mean, this country, I mean, people are just tired. I mean, does anybody tell the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like we've got all this process, but the input and output's kind of guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering what's running the process anymore, honestly. But like I said, I think no way Snowden come back here. He's too smart.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would.
And that's pretty much my point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you have any questions, go ahead. But I did used to work for President Trump years ago. But he might pardon him, but Snowden ain't coming back. Even if did, they snag him some state stuff or something civil or something or something or something.
Yeah. I mean, they're not even really floating the idea of a pardon out there right now. So just to kind of put that in perspective a bit, I haven't heard anything of legitimacy from anyone over the DOJ that this pardon might be something that's on the desk of Todd Blanche, which many pardons are, but they haven't gotten looked at yet. But I haven't heard about Snowden. So just to kind of put that in perspective, I don't think he would come back. I mean, I don't know what's going on right now at the White House, honestly. I'm seeing things. Last week was kind of a black pill week for me. I'm seeing things that I never thought I would see. So when it comes to kind of looking for any type of potential sign of something happening over there, I don't know. I truly don't know. It would be great to pardon Snowden. I don't think he would ever come back, though. I think he knows what would happen to him if he did. He's obviously someone who needs to be far, far away. And it's sad. That's the harsh reality. And Charlie, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate that. We'll keep our eye on it, of course. And if I do hear of any type of whispers regarding a pardon, I'll let you guys know, of course. But as of right now, I have not heard of any. Let's turn to Laura. Laura, welcome to the show. I see you want to talk about Chicago crime. So I'll let you have the floor.
Good morning, Brianna. It's wonderful to be on your show. Congratulations for taking over the morning show. But yeah, I'm outside Chicago. I'm 40 miles straight west, but I do work at Heinz VA. I'm a veteran, so I used to go into the office, but the crime is so bad. And I want to talk about the woman who was set afire on the Blue Line. Now, that's like south of the Loop, south of Cook County Jail, but that's a really common line to go to the airport. So everyone in Chicago takes the Blue Line to O'Hare, and I'm just mortified. You know, I have teenagers who like to hang out in the city, go to the beach. They can't even do that anymore. You know, and the ICE, you know, ICE left, and there was a staging area, I guess you guys probably don't know, like headline news, but in Broadview, Illinois, where they were detaining criminals and stuff, and the protesters basically ran them out of Illinois. I don't know what happened, but they left and went to Charlotte, and all the people they did detain were released and dumped back into the city. So who knows where they went? So I'm just mortified. You know, I'm in West Chicago, and it's all Hispanic. I mean, the whole downtown is like a taco restaurant, some used clothes, in a Catholic church. I'm not kidding you. And ICE wasn't here. The whole, it's like Tampico, you know, the grocery store for them and everything. You know, Cricket, cheap everything, cheap auto, you know, Immigratione. They own everything out here. They're not going anywhere. I can't even go out and let. People are knocking on my door last night. I'm a veteran. They took away my firearm. I got 6 months to get it back because my ex-husband said something. You know, I'm never going to get my firearm back. But I'm terrified. There's nothing I can do. You know, they taxed everybody out of staying in Illinois, like the big businesses. They all left. And, you know, the tax burden falls on us, the middle class. What are we going to do? We can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Tell everybody that about Illinois. Kind of gets left out of the news. I'm shocked that the fire victim even made the news. So
there was another one
yesterday about the axe attack. What?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to tell you how it's going down in Illinois. Do not move here. Please don't. Save yourselves. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Laura, first off, I'm sorry that you have to deal with all of this. I know it's a lot.
Okay.
Especially as a veteran, and to have your firearm taken away, I cannot imagine the level of vulnerability you feel when that happens. Because I have to say, owning a firearm and being able to carry it is one of the things that I do not take for granted. And that's the reason why I left New York, because I was tired of feeling vulnerable, especially when you're living in an area where crime is very, very high. So I'm sorry that happened to you, and I hope you could somehow, some way, get your firearm back. And we'll keep you in our prayers on that front. But I'm glad that you're talking about, you know, crime in Illinois, because there are so many Americans who have had enough. You know, President Trump obviously saying he's going to try to help out, getting a lot of pushback, especially because the officials over there, Democrats, didn't want him to bring in any federal resources to help people like yourself out. And so you're dealing with that. You're dealing with a lot. And so we're sorry that's happening to you. We'll keep trying to cover it. It's plaguing this country. I mean, there's nowhere there I think is 100% safe at this point. Throughout the Midwest, when we were traveling, when I was traveling to speak at certain events, I was going to places I've actually never been before, but I was shocked to see about the invasion that's been going on in this country, how so many of these illegal aliens that were brought in by the Biden administration were intentionally placed in the Midwest, in areas that normally wouldn't have these people showing up at their front doors. And so again, this isn't just a city-related issue. This is something that's happening all over the country. And it's just heartbreaking to see. And I'm sorry this is happening in Illinois. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting for you and telling the stories as much as we can in regards to it. But, you know, I hope everyone, if you're able to do so, could flee to a red state. But also, I kind of want all of you guys out there still fighting this battle. You know, I had to leave New York because I really couldn't keep living there anymore. I wanted to go somewhere where it was safe, and I didn't feel safe in New York. And as many of you guys saw, obviously, I'm a very... I'm an advocate for the Second Amendment. I think that we all should be able to carry at this point, because we all know that that's the only thing that deters those who want to commit harm against us. So, yeah, I'm all on board on that. It's just so heartbreaking, and I'm sorry that's happening to you in Illinois, and we'll keep holding you in our prayer. Thank you for calling and sharing that, though, with our audience. We deeply, deeply do sincerely wish you well on that. That's absolutely awful. I want to turn to, I want to turn to Jacob in Washington, who wants to talk about Communist Council. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, considering I live in Washington State.
I know. Sorry.
So, like, my goal in life is to move to Idaho. First of all, in Idaho, there's more registered guns than there are people. And that's just registered guns. Think of all the unregistered guns. They don't lock their doors. They keep their keys in their trucks and stuff. And it's just a beautiful place I want to move to. But our city council just got taken over by a socialist, democratic, communist. It's pretty sick. And it's only not enough people voted, you know what I mean? But it's like, what do you do about that when people aren't interested in having their voice heard? They just don't vote, or they don't think it matters. But now, I don't know, it's just sick. It's just one state after the other is getting taken out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the crazy part, too, is the low voter turnout. You know, we're just talking about Illinois, interesting enough, Chicago having low voter turnout, and that's what landed them that communist mayor. I think it's pretty sad. I think most people are just losing kind of faith in the election process itself and don't think that their voice actually does matter. So I think that's what you're seeing there. Jacob, thanks for calling in. Again, I want to keep like echoing to our audience, like, it's important for us, especially if you're listening to the show, for you guys specifically to vote. I hate watching this mass, everyone going out there and saying, oh, everyone needs to vote, and registering people who don't understand how your vote translates to policies. Those are the people I don't want to encourage to go out and vote. But obviously, if you're watching this show, you're someone who's well-versed on the issue, and you're someone who does need to go out and vote. And so you at home should go out and vote. The low voter turnout is a massive, massive issue in this country. And, you know, sometimes it's good. I mean, sometimes I don't want people who don't understand these issues to come forward and to be weighing in our election because they don't understand what the long-term ramifications are. And most of the time they flee after they destroy a state or a city with their toxic votes. So again, it's kind of like a toss-up. It truly is. And this communist movement is spreading rapidly all across the country. And that's why we need all hands on deck for that. So thank you for calling into the show. My producer Matt has just flagged something he wants to play for us, and he wants to kind of talk about it a bit. It has to do with this fake going green movement in China. Could the world's biggest polluter be the savior against climate change? That's the question they're asking right now. Take a listen to clip 14.
Can China lead the charge on the green transition? Yes, you heard that right. The world's biggest polluter has sent the second largest delegation to COP30 after Brazil, the host country. And that's as China is ramping up its role as a leader in the global fight against climate change. The U.S., meanwhile, did not attend the conference. That's probably no surprise, as U.S. President Donald Trump has called climate change the greatest con job perpetuated against the world, and withdrawn the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord twice. But even before that, China was already stepping up. That's both in terms of its climate pledges and, critically, China's role as the world's largest producer of green technologies and its biggest investor in clean energy. In September, China pledged to reduce its emissions by up to 10% from their peak by 2035. And that progress is already happening. An analysis by the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said that China's emissions over the past 18 months have either fallen or been flat. That's a big deal for a country that continues to build coal-burning power plants. But it also speaks to China's ambition to become a clean energy superpower. Here in China, more than half of the cars sold last month were either EVs or hybrids. And the country has significantly expanded its solar and wind energy, now operating at some 5 times that of the United States. And it's not just what's happening within China that matters. Chinese factories are pumping out these technologies cheaply, allowing lower and middle income countries to develop while also reducing their reliance on fossil fuels. So even as analysts say that China has a lot of work to do to reduce its own substantial emissions, it's already playing a key role driving forward green transitions in countries around the world.
Ah, the propaganda's real. Matt wants to weigh in on this, obviously. You are the expert when it comes to the green scam. I'll let you take things away.
Yeah. As a former climate cult
member. It's interesting. There's a lot to say about this, and thanks to MRC for really starting to get the ball rolling. I do want to comment because I do want to kind of augment a little bit of what you can read in this article. Holy Mao Zedong, CNN brown noses China as savior of the world from climate change. So it's interesting to note, and something that MRC brings up, is that Simone McCarthy, the CNN anchor here that made this video, she didn't disclose how Warner Bros. Discovery, the parent company, has interesting business ties to China. For instance, in 2015, Warner Bros. Signed an agreement with China state-controlled China Media Capital, CMC, to form the joint venture Flagship Entertainment Group. So that is a bit of a conflict of interest here. However, it goes a lot deeper, because I think that if for all of the InfoWars listeners out there or people who are hip to the climate scam, everyone knows that China has historically been the worst polluter as a rapidly industrializing country. And they're also the biggest beneficiary of climate policies, economically speaking, because it's restricted access to cheap energy in developed nations. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll notice that Simone McCarthy pointed to a study that discussed China's carbon dioxide emissions were unchanged from a year earlier in the third quarter of 2025. And she also elaborated on the fact that their emissions were flat or falling, right, mm-hmm. in March of 2024. So I took a look at the study, and here's where I started doing a little bit of digging. That study was done by Carbon Brief, which people can go check that out. And so I looked at who were the underwriters who funded Carbon Brief. And it turns out that it's the European Climate Foundation. Mm. Now, in my experience, when I kind of look at these things and you see this kind of shell game of different carbon entities or different climate entities funding each other, it's kind of to mask, you know, what's going on with it. People who've looked into this would know that the European Climate Foundation was founded by Dr. Laurine Toubiana. Toubiana she's got long-standing ties to China through her involvement with the China Council for International Cooperation on Environmental and Development. She's also held this role since 2002. This connection also includes her work as CEO of the aforementioned European Climate Foundation, which collaborates with China on climate and environmental issues. She's advocated for partnerships with China on green technology, climate, finance, and she's had a pretty integrated approach on climate action. We'll get into what this really means, practically speaking, on the other side.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart it removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding. Alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it. Now it's healed up on, you know, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's great. I love how everybody in the InfoWars audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart, other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is, you know, I can go. I don't have to
have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the biggest, some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out the alexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.